Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
In Wake County, our air quality is at code orange right now, and it should stay that way all day. I'll show you why most of the rest of the viewing area looks better.
More legal troubles for former President Donald Trump this morning as he becomes the first former president to face federal charges. What's included in the 7-count indictment and how the Justice Department is preparing for his court appearance.
Also, all eyes are on North Carolina today and this weekend as President Joe Biden and top Republican presidential candidates visit. We're breaking down how this could have an impact on the upcoming 2024 election.
And civil rights activist and attorney Ben Crump will be in Raleigh today with Darrell Williams' family. What to expect from the upcoming news conference just days after autopsy results were released in Williams' death involving police. A lot to tell you about on this Friday morning. We made it to Friday, and we'll get you updated on the air quality out there. We know you want to know that. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith for Jeff Hogan. And of course, we have new information about that air quality. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Survey Weather Center. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Yeah, it's going to be a talker one more day. Our numbers here, this is particles of pollution per cubic meter in the atmosphere, up to 159. So that puts us at orange. It does look like it will start to drop some as we get through the day, but Wake County is likely to stay at orange all day, but just Wake County. Of course, we have a lot of cars in Wake County, and that seems like the only thing that would be different for Wake County is that we'll just have some additional pollution from just our everyday lives added to that haze and smoke from coming down from Canada. So code yellow means that there's nothing really that you necessarily need to do, but code orange means that sensitive groups, you know, children, elderly, people with asthma, respiratory issues, just need to take it easy today. Here's a look at our smoke model, and you can see some of that smoke drifting down. Not that much. When you look at the color contour, it's still in the light range. But again, that could put us in spots in code orange for today. And then as we get into Saturday and Sunday, we should see some gradual improvement. Everything's nice and quiet. It does look like there's some haze in the atmosphere. And of course, as we look at those numbers, it definitely looks elevated. 54 is our current temperature. And that is not elevated. Our temperature is a little bit cooler today. It feels very pleasant as you're stepping out the door. Our lunchtime temperature, though, will still be in the mid-70s, and with lots of sunshine this afternoon, we'll climb up to around 80 degrees. Our wind becomes southerly over the weekend. That'll push the smoke away, but it will also bring in more heat and eventually some thunderstorms. We'll walk through it coming up.
President Joe Biden, visits North Carolina today. At the same time, top GOP presidential candidates will be here today and tomorrow as we become a key battleground state for the 2024 election. The visits come just hours after new historic indictments were handed down to former President Donald Trump. This morning, as he prepares to visit Greensboro, he is also preparing for another round of legal trouble. So far, President Biden has not commented on the charges, and that could change in a few hours when Air Force One touches down for his visit to Rocky Mount and Fort Liberty.
And Renee, Fort Liberty is just one of the stops the president will make. The first family will start their day in the eastern part of our state. And around 11:30, Air Force One will land at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in Goldsboro. The Bidens will then travel to Nash Community College in Rocky Mount for a tour, and that will happen around 1 o'clock today. They'll discuss how workforce training programs are preparing students for jobs in North Carolina. Then around 3:30, the president and first lady will arrive at the newly renamed Fort Liberty, where they will meet with service members and their families. We're learning about a big announcement they will make while here at Fort Liberty. We'll talk about that a little bit more in depth in a 5 o'clock half hour. Drivers around Rocky Mount, Fort Liberty, and any of those airports should be prepared for traffic delays today as the Bidens travel through our area. Of course, our Monica Casey is on this story, and she'll bring us a live report in our next half hour.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump, Mike Pence, and Ron DeSantis are gearing up for the GOP convention over in Greensboro. It is the first time all three will be in the same place. Experts say it shows just how important our state is for candidates to test their message with voters. DeSantis will be on stage tonight. WRAL's NC Capitol reporter Will Doran says Trump's indictment could come up in a speech.
You know, he sees his path to the nomination as convincing Trump supporters to move to his camp. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to say about this. You know, he'll probably reference it somehow, but, you know, you got to kind of be careful not to be too critical, and, you know, you don't want to turn off the people who you want to come and vote for you.
As for Pence and Trump, they're slated to speak at the state GOP convention tomorrow.
Well, now to that historic indictment against former President Donald Trump. Officials revealed overnight the Justice Department is moving extra resources to Miami, Florida, where Trump is expected to appear in court Tuesday on 7 federal charges. Now, Republican officials here in North Carolina say Trump is still planning to speak at the GOP convention in Greensboro tomorrow. And federal prosecutors are still remaining quiet this morning, refusing to officially confirm that indictment. Trump's attorney spoke on CNN late last night, saying the former president faces a charge under the Espionage Act, as well as obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and false statement charges. He says Trump will appear in court.
He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country, and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not, you're not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Well, Trump himself shared this video last night denying any wrongdoing. The charges are linked to his handling of hundreds of classified documents found at his Florida estate. Well, this story will continue to develop throughout the day and over the weekend as the top politicians visit our state. Download the WRAL News app. You can stay connected with the latest information, the Trump indictment, President Biden's visit, and other top Republican visitors, as well as the GOP convention. You can also visit WRAL.com for full coverage.
Happening today, civil rights activist and attorney Ben Crump will hold a news conference with the family of Darrell Williams, who died in Raleigh police custody. WRAL's Michael Grace is live at the police department with how they are responding to the autopsy results released this week. Michael.
Yeah, that's right, Renee. And Crump actually gave a statement to WRAL yesterday saying that those findings were, quote, a direct result of excessive and unreasonable police force. Now, the autopsy report lists the cause of death as cardiac arrest, with a number of other factors contributing to that, including cocaine intoxication and the use of a taser. The report notes Williams had a documented history of heart issues, which he references in that body cam video released a couple months ago. The video shows that on January 17th, officers shocked Williams three times with a taser outside a sweepstakes parlor. Now, the six officers involved in the incident have been placed on administrative leave. WRAL is going to have full coverage of that press conference. It's going to be starting at 11:30 this morning over at Mount Peace Baptist Church. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
One man is now in custody, but two others are still wanted by police after murder in Fayetteville. Glenn Tedder II is set to make his first court appearance today. He faces a list of charges, including first-degree murder, larceny, and conspiracy. Investigators say he's responsible for the shooting death of 33-year-old Timothy Shannon. That happened back in April. It happened on King Charles Road. Deputies still want to question two others in this case, Glenn Tedder Sr. and Joshua McQuaig. Call the sheriff's office if you can help.
A Durham High School assistant principal and head football coach is facing charges this morning, including attempted rape. Charges against 48-year-old Lewis Harrison also include felony breaking and entering with intent to terrorize or injure. Authorities say the incident happened on March 21st. A Durham school spokesperson tells us Harrison was suspended the next day. He later submitted his resignation effective June 30th. Harrison had been the head football coach at Hillside High since 2016. He's also listed as an assistant principal with nearly 20 years of experience as an educator. Harrison is expected in court later this month.
Well, that haze from those Canadian wildfires is starting to lift along the East Coast, moving toward the Midwest and to our south. Also, firefighters appear to be making progress in putting out the fires in Canada. Today, thousands of people forced to evacuate because of those flames will be allowed to return home. But hundreds of fires are still burning all across Canada, and officials there say fire season is just getting started.
If you're flying out for the weekend, be prepared for the possibility of more flight delays. You're looking live at RDU, and we checked just minutes ago. There are a few delays out of the airport. For the past 3 days, though, that number has steadily risen throughout the day. This weekend, the flights affected could be more in and from the Midwest as the haze moves in that direction. Reaction continues to come in over former President Trump's recent indictment. What a few of the candidates running against him have to say about it.
Also, an important recall to tell you about. 250,000 pieces of the furniture you see right there on your screen, they're being recalled because they can catch fire. Now, the specific pieces you need to be looking out for.
And here's a live look at downtown Raleigh this morning. Wake County is under a code orange air quality alert. Everywhere else in our viewing area, a code yellow. Elizabeth Gardner will let us know how much the air will improve for our weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43, and of course, the air quality will be an issue for today, but as we get into the weekend, it should look better. It should look pretty good for most of the day. You can see yellow for the bulk of the viewing area. It is orange in Wake County, and again, that means children, elderly, anybody with respiratory problems just needs to not overdo it outside, especially this afternoon. We are looking at some fairly high levels right now, but it does look like that'll drop down a bit later on, so we'll take a look at that in just a little bit. And Apex, all is quiet. You could run into a little bit of patchy fog this morning, and for a lot of kids, I know in Wake County schools anyway, it is the last day of school before summer. Woohoo! Lunchtime 75, and the kids get off the bus for that last day. Temperatures will be around 80 degrees with some hazy sunshine.
We're learning more this morning about a shooting that left a 78-year-old man dead in Durham. Authorities say they've arrested and charged 35-year-old Brett Cote with first-degree murder. Cote is accused of killing Joseph Winstead Tuesday morning. The shooting happened on Taylor Street. Investigators say the two got into a fight right before that shooting. Cote remains in the Durham County Jail without bond.
More reaction is pouring in this morning as presidential candidates express their thoughts on Donald Trump's most recent indictment. Chris Christie, who jumped into the race this week, took to Twitter, saying in part, "No one is above the law, no matter how much they wish they were." He went on to say that he will have more comments as the case develops. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the indictment is a mortal threat. In this tweet, he said, "We have for years witnessed an uneven application of the law depending on political affiliation. Why so zealous in pursuing Trump, yet so passive about Hillary or Hunter?" DeSantis is set to speak at the North Carolina GOP convention later tonight.
Well, more new developments are coming out about that deadly construction site fire in Charlotte. Fire officials say the site did not meet state safety measures, including not having crucial equipment like a standpipe. Officials also say the builder did not have a required pre-fire safety plan. The North Carolina Department of Labor's investigation into that fire is expected to take months. Two workers died in that fire last month.
Apple is taking a big step forward towards starting construction on its billion-dollar campus in RTP. We've been following all this closely since WRAL broke the story back in 2021. Apple has now obtained an application filed with Wake County for work permits and a stormwater plan for the property along Lewis Stevens Drive. The application includes plans for a 324,000-square-foot office building. Video from Sky 5 taken yesterday shows, for now, the site is still just woods and a lake. We've reached out to Apple to find out when it plans to start moving dirt.
And Renee, another significant project in our area is taking a step forward. Wolfspeed received a key air quality permit from the state for its Chatham County facility as well. It lays out emissions and monitoring guidelines for the $5 billion semiconductor factory coming to Silas City. It's expected to open in 2024.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Alabama's congressional voting map is unfair to black voters. The surprise 5-4 decision strikes down the legislature's redistricting plan and sides with a lower court ruling. The map will now be redrawn. Despite the ruling, the Alabama Attorney General has vowed to fight on.
250,000 pieces of furniture being recalled because they can catch fire. According to Five on Your Side, the recall is for Ashley Furniture's Party Time collection. Officials say LED lighting in the cup holders has overheated and caused a fire six times. Now, if you have this product, unplug it and contact Ashley for free repair.
Have you ever wondered where all the education lottery money goes? The Lee County Commissioners want to use a portion of it for new auditoriums at two high schools. Southern Lee and Lee County High Schools both need new auditoriums. Combined, the projects will cost about $20 million. Education lottery money would pay for part of it. For the idea to move forward, the school system must vote to approve it. It is 4:47 as we once again talk about the air quality out there and the alerts that are issued. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a gauge on how many pollutants are out in the air.
Yeah, and check this out. Overnight last night, we had sort of a lobe or a big batch of some unhealthy air that moved into the area. So we're sitting at 159 right now. It's not likely to stay that way all day. In Wake County, we should drop back down to orange. And for most of the region, we're going to be at moderate for it today. But really, I'm going to show you this on the computer model coming up in just a second. Again, this is a look at what we're expecting for the bulk of the day today. Wake County is code orange, so that means sensitive groups need to take it easy. But code yellow means that, you know, it's safe to be outside and do whatever you want to do. It's just that we have some elevated levels of pollution. So take a look at our air quality. This time yesterday, we had a big purple, orange, big dark colors there with hazardous air from D.C. up to New York. Well, overnight last night, a lot of that has dissipated, but some of that has drifted southward, and you can see this shaded area. We'll zoom in on it a little more closely, and we do have a little pocket of code red from say, Raleigh up to the north and east. Now, as we get through the day today, some of that is likely to dissipate because you can see the yellow shaded area pretty much everywhere else. So this is going to, again, just sort of dissipate into the atmosphere. So in general, for most of the day, we're not going to see issues that are quite that bad that we're seeing just in a small part of the area this morning. So our wind direction today continues to be out of the north-northwest, and that will continue to deliver some smoke into our area today. But as we get into the day tomorrow, we begin to see our winds shifting. It's going to be gradual, but during the afternoon and evening, we begin to see that southerly, southwesterly flow, and it really kicks in on Sunday. So by Sunday, our air quality is likely to be back down to good or green. So we have that to look forward to, certainly. We take a look at what's happening outside right now. It's a nice cool start out there with that northwesterly flow. Looking at temperatures in the mid-50s, that's cooler than it was this time yesterday, but it will still be a warm afternoon. We're looking at very pleasant dew points, 47 today, 50 tomorrow, but then it begins to bounce up, especially as we get into Monday. But Monday does look like it's going to be a wet day for us, and that's one of the reasons that we're going to see one of those really high dew points. We're looking at some warm temperatures with that strong southwesterly flow. We get to see our first 90-degree day of the year at RDU on Sunday. It looks wet on Monday. Coming up, I'll walk through that hour by hour and show you how much rain we may see.
All right, Elizabeth, we look forward to that. A new installation in Raleigh is proving that bigger is not always better.
The 3D art exhibit, claiming to be the smallest park in the city, is opening today. We'll tell you how you can be a part of this adorable photo op.
Well, are you feeling the pinch of high car insurance premiums? Well, auto insurance costs are rising higher than inflation.
The good news is you have power over how much you pay. Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur has five ways to save.
From viral challenges,
I had no idea about this TikTok challenge until my vehicle was stolen,
to being a woman.
That's not cool.
Five on Your Side has tracked the odd reasons behind your increased insurance costs. Consumer Reports says there are ways to help lower your bill even more. First, raise your deductible and cancel coverage you don't need. A $1,000 deductible compared to a $500 one might sound like a lot, but it could reduce your premium by more than 10%. And if your car is older, consider canceling collision and comprehensive altogether, because you could end up paying more than you would get back in a repair or replacement. If your car's current value is low, you probably don't need to be paying for these extra coverages. Consider tracking programs like State Farm's Drive Safe and Save Connected Car and Progressive Snapshot, which use technology to track your driving habits. Many drivers will get a discount right out the gate, but Consumer Reports says there's something that you should keep in mind.
You're looking at a privacy trade-off. So if you're willing to give up some of these details about where you're going and how you're driving, how often you're driving, then you might see some benefit. But if you don't want the insurer riding shotgun with you, then you might say no to some of these programs.
If you don't want to be tracked, totally get it. Just be a safe driver. One violation or claim can seriously raise your rates. And remember, shop around. Amica Mutual Group and USAA Group both got really high scores from Consumer Reports in affordability and coverage. Keely Arthur, Five on Your Side.
A new park in Raleigh being advertised as the city's smallest is opening today. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is planned for the installation on West Street downtown near Roast Grill and State of Beer. A local artist created the park around the Parks for the People mural that went up last fall. It includes mushroom stools and sunflower sun catchers using recycled materials. Today's ceremony is at 11:30.
Well, Delta is trying to make its planes more accessible for disabled passengers. A new seat concept allows wheelchair users to stay in their own chairs during flights. The new seat works by folding up and allowing a wheelchair to dock into place even if it's powered. It was shown by Delta Flight Products at the Aircraft Interiors Expo in Hamburg, Germany. As of right now, though, it's still a prototype. It's another day of top tennis players battling it out at the French Open. You can watch the women's and men's semifinals live right here on WRAL beginning at 11 o'clock this morning. That means WRAL News at noon will air over on Fox 50.
President Biden and the First Lady will be in North Carolina today. We'll share the focus of his stops in Rocky Mount and Fort Liberty coming up.
Also, the historic indictment against former President Trump. A closer look at what officials revealed overnight just ahead.
And the IRS may actually owe you money. We'll explain what you need to do to qualify next at 5.